Si conoce a alguien que vive de forma ilegal en Estados Unidos, pronto lo volverá a ver, porque volverá a casa. Me llamo Kristi Noem, soy la Secretaria de Seguridad Nacional de Estados Unidos. Puede evitar problemas descargándose la app CBP Home y deportándose de forma segura. Recibirá ayuda económica, un vuelo gratis y la posibilidad de volver de forma legal. Si no lo hace, lo encontraremos, multaremos y echaremos a la fuerza. Bajo el fuerte liderazgo del presidente Trump, nuestras leyes se cumplen y nuestra frontera es segura.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Pennsylvania has been called. Trump has 270. That's a W. We are so back. And that is what we're going to dive into today, is the election results from last night, specifically the presidential race. We're going to talk more about this on a live stream on Thursday, but I wanted to do a quick video on Trump winning and also the white evangelical lone bulwark electorate, that voting bloc. And we're going to discuss the role that it played in delivering this W in today's video. But first, I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. So we do a lot of articles and stuff like that, which I'm going to highlight one of the articles that I did not do a video on in a minute. But this is our Patreon-like system that you can support. And also check out our free newsletter and check out Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare, where I do talk about how it is a sin to vote Democrat and, you know, these aren't viable options. And I also talk about building a, you know, a Christian nationalist movement and all that. But let's dive into this article that I wrote on November 5th. That's when it was published and I have my receipts. This was my prediction going into the election. You know, my hot take was that I believe that Trump would emerge victorious. I have him at 312, which, according to the New York Times projections, is what Trump is going to end up with. So this analysis was, in fact, dead on balls accurate. That is an industry term, by the way, that Trump would got 312. And the colors are based on my confidence. So I was more confident in Pennsylvania going to Trump than I was Michigan or Wisconsin or Nevada, which is like the worst state in the country when it comes to voting and counting votes. And even Georgia, which I thought I was pretty confident in Georgia. And maybe that should have been pink, given the fact that Georgia had all those election reform laws that the Major League Baseball got uppity about. So Trump just won Pennsylvania. He flipped Erie County, which is pretty good. That was a pretty good accomplishment there. He brought out the celebrity endorsements that were actually meaningful, like Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, Elon Musk. And I think that really helped turn out a lot of votes. So that was my prediction. And 312 was just mostly in line with what the polling was saying. But the more bold prediction that I had is that we would know on election night who the next president would be. So that was my bold take, and this came true, lo and behold. I'm not claiming to be a prophet, but I did call my shot, and it appears to be pretty accurate. So 312 to 226 is what it's looking like it's going to end up being. You'll love to see that. Yeah, I said that the normies didn't like, you know, DEI and Star Wars. Similarly, are not going to want it in the White House. And I also predicted gloomy results for black turnout. So let's talk about the white evangelical voting bloc. Steve Dace tweeted this. Only 22% of the electorate was white evangelical, the smallest turnout of evangelical Trump has ever had. So he had 26% turnout in 2016. So that's 26% of the total electorate was white evangelical in 2016, and then 28% of the turnout in 2020. So that was an increase. That was massive. And then this matches the lowest evangelical turnout since Romney in 2012. He did win 81% of them. So Trump won 81% of the white evangelical vote, but Trump paid no penalty whatsoever for watering down his pro-life message, Steve Day says, even if it hurts his evangelical turnout. So this is a pretty key point. This was a very heated debate in evangelicalism about whether to vote for Trump or not. And there's a lot of abolitionists. One of them made a live stream that attacked me for an article that I published. I didn't write it, but they used my face in the thumbnail, which is a little bit misleading because I didn't write it. But, you know, I'll give him a break because it was my brother and stuff like that. But anyway, that was not cool of them. And the clips that I did see, they were arguing semantics rather than, you know, the substance of what was argued in the article. But at the end of the day, I also wrote an article on why all Christians should vote. And here's the thing. To the victor go the spoils, and the people that the abolitionists that said we're not going to show up to Trump, because Trump won, they now have less leverage than they did, they previously had. So if they had joined and voted for Trump, they would have more leverage with Trump because there would be a loyalty factor in the relationship. But because they refused to vote for Trump and Trump won in spite of them, they are pretty much dead to him in one respect, and they have no real leverage to ask or lobby or demand policy from Trump. So to the victor go the spoils. This also applies to Nick Fuentes, who lobbied against Donald Trump. He also wanted to make similar demands of Trump, and that failed. Trump won. He won Pennsylvania. Despite Nick Fuentes counter-signaling, Donald Trump still won. So now Nick Fuentes and the Groypers have less leverage than they previously had. So, and I guess politically, you know, Trump doesn't necessarily begrudge that either. So that is to the victor go the spoils. And the people that show up can expect some sort of reward. Now, did evangelicals not show up? And here's what I'm going to say. The lone bulwark is still the lone bulwark, even with these numbers. It's still the lone bulwark. Now, I do believe that the youth vote was up and that, you know, maybe a lot of youth people are not going to identify as evangelical. Sure. But let's look at this. Okay, 22% are born again or evangelical Christians. So 22%, that means 78% are not. Of that 22%, 81% broke for Trump. This is Raymond Chang, unworthy of the name Ray, if you ask me. And he is saying 81% of this 22% voted Donald Trump. But of the 78% that are not born again or evangelical Christians, so 78% of the electorate was not Christian, 58% voted Kamala. They voted for Jezebel. The non-Christians voted 58% for Jezebel, opposed to 39%. So here's the takeaway. The lone bulwark is still the lone bulwark. White evangelicals still carried this race for Trump. He does not win without us. So that is the take. There we go. So there is some reason for optimism. We played a critical role, and here's the thing. People like James Lindsay, Michael O'Fallon, they're classical liberals. They want all people to be atomized and individuals. Now, James Lindsay is a man-child who's childless, doesn't have a church. So, you know, for him to complain about identity politics, even though he's the failure or success of classical liberalism, is pretty ironic, because he has no, you know, something, he has nothing greater that he belongs to, like a community of faith or a family of kids of his own and stuff like that. And I don't believe Michael had found his children either. But nonetheless, block voting works. All politics is identity politics at the end of the day. And block voting works. And white evangelicals, evangelicals in general, Christians in general, we need to leverage this to make demands of Trump. And the way we do that is to actually show up on game day. That's my take on that. And it worked. And the fight has just begun. Voting is not the height of citizenship. It is merely one step along the way. And I'm involved in activism in my local community. I'm involved in helping with campaigns and stuff like that. It's just one step. Voting is just one part of it. It's not even the biggest part. Having these people know you is the biggest, is much bigger. It's much more important. So anyway, celebrate that dub. I'm pretty happy with the results. There are some bad results that we're going to get into later. But for now, Trump won. You'd love to see that. Have a blessed day. Stay based, Crisis King. And we will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.